Venous thromboembolism and paraprosthetic joint infection are potentially devastating complications that occur after total joint arthroplasty. As D-dimer levels are substantially elevated in the acute postoperative period, often above the standard 500 micrograms per liter threshold, the utility of D-dimer in detecting venous thromboembolism in arthroplasty patients is currently limited. However, D-dimer appears to be a valuable diagnostic marker for chronic paraprosthetic joint infection. The updated 2018 Musculoskeletal Infection Society criteria, which includes D-dimer levels over 860 micrograms per liter as a minor criterion, may be the most accurate for diagnosing chronic paraprosthetic joint infection to date. With current literature in mind, we advise utilizing serum D-dimer as opposed to plasma D-dimer to best optimize its diagnostic value in this setting. Larger prospective trials with transparent lab testing protocols are needed to establish best assay practices and optimal cutoff values for D-dimer in the diagnosis of both venous thromboembolism and infection in arthroplasty patients.